It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
Good morning, Steve.
You would think I would know better by now.
What?
In the truck around 5:15 this morning to go to the rec center, and wow, look at the ice and frost on my windshield. So I use my little recreation card to try to scrape off my windshield.
See, yes, I was talking to Mike about that. How many people are going to be pulling out credit cards or things like that? Because we don't think to put our scrapers in the vehicles yet.
Right. Yep, the first option, of course, like everyone else. Well, maybe if I just turn on my windshield washer fluid, that will wipe it away. Nope, didn't work.
No, pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we know.
I got a Flugelhorn Friday song, and this does, it's interesting because the concept of the Flugelhorn Friday is that I play something that you would never hear on a flugelhorn, mm-hmm. and that is definitely the case with this tune. With that said, at the end of this song, surprisingly, there are some trumpets that play. So
really?
I guess that could be an extra hint for you, but let me go ahead and play this. I think it's really recognizable. I think this is going to be a softball for you, kind of like last week, but you never know because, again, on a flugelhorn, it just sounds very, very different.
It does.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
You know, you know, Mike, you think? I think I have it.
I think I do. That's amazing. Wow. I was kind of dreading this moment, thinking that we were going to hear something that would be impossible to try to figure out, but that was not the case.
We know that not everybody is feeling like we are, so we always look forward to your clues.
Yeah, let me play it for you again, and I'll follow it up with some clues. Here, turn up your radios, folks. Here we go.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't hear that on a flugelhorn. So.
No. But do you guys recall at the end of the song, there are some trumpets that are bleating and blatting? Right at the end.
Yeah, it's right at the very end.
Very end. So hints for you. We place it in the year 1989. And you guys tell me if these hints make sense, since it appears you know the song. It's Amore that is ascending and descending.
Yes, right? Very good.
Makes sense? Okay.
Yeah.
And a company named after a famous Mayberry Town drunk.
Otis.
A company.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, because when you think about an elevator, you think of an elevator company, you know, there's a...
Yeah, I have to agree. That was a big softball for us. So that would be Love in an Elevator from Aerosmith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's Two in a row for you guys.
All right. Thanks for giving us a kind of an easy one today, Steve.
I get nervous about this. So I was like, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. I could even guess without the clues.
Yeah, well, this means I'm going to have to be a little more tough on you next week, of course.
All right.